Like it's the fruit of the devil. Evil.
If you can't be an athlete, be an athletic supporter.
Okay. Tom, she's a dog.
What's happening? Okay.
Man!
Hey, what happened?
All systems go.
Fun stuff.
Hey, what happened?
You sounded like the ding, fries are done, ding, fries are done.
Yeah. That was our very own Pat doing the opening. Yeah. I don't even know. I want to know how you recorded that.
That's very simple.
Very simple. I thought we were just having a regular conversation with me singing.
No, I was recording it.
It's the Aristocrats.
What's up?
Aristocrats, DEP at AOL.com. If you want to comment,
please tell us we suck. Something. Yeah.
MySpace.com/AristocratsDEP if you want to check out the show. Excuse me. Download old shows.
Comment new shows.
Download new shows.
Visit our archives.
We'll have a regular website up soon. I'm working on it.
Photos.
Photographs of us fine peoples.
Naked.
It's November 20th. The year of our Lord, 20-05.
What time is it?
I don't know. It's 2:13 p.m. It's an early show.
It's a good time.
It is an early show.
We're all sober.
It's Sunday.
Sunday
morning.
Where's Eric? Is Eric here?
Yeah, I'm right over
here.
Oh,
there he is.
Eric.
I was worried.
I believe in 2 days, Rush is the release of the DVD of their 30th anniversary tour.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That should be pretty cool.
Nice. There's a little Rush update. Or as I like to call it, a Rush date. Rush update.
That was good.
Oh yeah.
Stop.
What?
Stop.
Stop what?
What you're doing there.
Okay.
I don't really care.
So guys.
So how's everyone doing today?
I was saving this for the beginning of the show.
Oh god.
Me and Carly got in a car accident on the way here.
Did you really?
Yeah.
With what?
My car.
Obviously, oh, right. But what'd you hit?
A caravan.
Oh god.
How badly?
It was karma.
For the guys out there.
I was coming out, you know, where Jersey Mike's is and that little weird, like, going to the highway thing?
Yeah.
And it was me, the caravan, and another car. I didn't see the other car in front of the caravan, of course, because the caravan's pretty big. And everyone's, like, taking their sweet-ass time merging into traffic. And I was looking to the left and looking at the car in front of me, looking right. And there was, like, a big space, and the caravan started moving. So I assumed that he went. So I'm looking, and I see an opening,
Oh, that's funny. And
I just turn around and hit the gas, and I just slam right into him.
How bad was it?
It wasn't bad at all. There was no damage.
Yeah.
But the guy came out, and I'm just like, oh, I'm really sorry, you know. I was paying attention to the traffic on the left. I thought you had gone. He's like, no, there's a car in front of me. I was like, I didn't see him, you know. Mm-hmm. And then he starts like, you know, I got a baby in the car. I'm like, oh, stop it.
He starts doing that.
Stop it. They're not even, seriously, not even a scratch. Nothing.
Yeah.
He was at a dead stop. And I was like probably a foot away from him to begin with. and I just hit the gas and bumped him. It was a bump.
I got a baby.
Yeah, I got a baby in the car. You know,
there's a baby on board. Can you read the sign?
Yeah, really.
Can you read my cute little novelty sign
dangling in the window? Like,
oh,
terrible. And so he's looking. There's obviously no damage. So, and then he goes to his wife. You okay? Yeah,
traumatic.
Yeah, I think I'll be all right.
What about you? Did he even ask how you were?
No, there's poor Carly sitting in the car.
She's probably all shaken up.
Oh, she was so pissed at me. Because all week I've been getting in near accidents. So I get in the car and she's like, hey, will you just slow down now?
God. That's when the open hand slapping started.
Yes. And that's why my face is red.
Wow.
So. Sorry, I didn't go with the bit. So that's what happened to me.
That's
I got
it?
An accident. Yeah, well,
you got a bump.
Yeah,
I woke up and took a shower today.
Ooh. Did you say hello to your cat?
And then yes.
Did you say goodbye before you left?
I did actually.
Good. Carly was right then.
she wanted me to let her out, and I said no. She got upset.
I got pissed. Like,
oh,
yeah.
Well, Carly was wondering why you, because everyone shows up late. We say like 1 o'clock and. I show up 15 after, you show up like 20 after.
I'm here.
And you live here.
Yeah.
And I was like, I wonder why Eric is always late. And she goes, yeah, what does he have to do? He says hello to his cat. Oh, no. He wakes up, says hello to his cat, says goodbye to his cat, and leaves. So she summed up your day.
And take a long, girly shower.
Just massaging your scalp.
I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
I take long showers, too.
I have to do that.
How long is your shower?
It could be a half hour sometimes.
Oh yeah,
me too.
I average about a half hour.
Yeah, me too.
Depends if you know if I'm in a hurry, it's obviously shorter.
Yeah, quicker.
Barb can shower in about 5 minutes.
Man,
I don't know how she does it.
I don't either. Well, she also doesn't sit in there thinking of like Star Wars jokes.
No, I guess
making each other laugh.
Well, I do it as I'm bathing myself.
Yeah.
When I take a shower in the morning, I sometimes fall asleep in there.
Yeah. Oh, the warm water feels so good.
Yeah. It's like a cocoon. It's like being back in the womb, you know?
Sometimes I just like to let the shower head just hit the wall, so I just get the steam on me. I'll just stand there.
I took an extra long shower today because I'm in the shower, and it's really bad if somebody else uses water in the house. It just, like, goes through a trickle. Like, you know?
I hate that.
Yeah. So somebody was doing that, I guess, washing dishes or laundry or something. So it's just like this cold trickle of water coming out of there. And I could have finished a shower, but I refused to. So I just stood there banging on the wall.
Turn that dishwasher off.
For like 10 minutes. And nobody's paying attention. I could have fallen.
Well, I mean, you don't have any hair because you shave your head. But if you have hair, like when I used to have hair, that's the worst I can imagine.
Yeah.
Especially for a girl. If you get all shampoo in your hair and it's just trickling down.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be, it's just terrible.
Yeah, it's all right. I'm sure there are worse things.
Yeah, like yeast infections.
Yeah.
Chlamydia.
How long does it take you to poop?
I'm a pretty fast shitter. I know it takes you forever.
I make a event out of it.
Yeah, me too. I make a day out of it.
I want it out of me as soon as possible. Yeah. What are you doing tomorrow? I'm going to take a shit.
Yeah.
So, you want to hang out though? That's kind of an all day thing.
There have been times where I've been in there for like an hour.
Yeah.
Taking a shit.
Oh. I used to work with Pat in a gas station,
mm-hmm.
and it would slow down. Not like it mattered. He's like, all right, slow. I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. 5 rushes later, about 45 minutes, I'm banging on the door. You were in there for a good 45 minutes.
I was not.
You have been.
Stop. One time. Multiple times, I'm sure. Not at work.
I mean, what are you doing there?
I don't push it. I just let it kind of fall out of me.
Why don't you push it?
I do push sometimes. I pinch it, but I don't know. I'm not a very good pusher.
All my good ideas come to me when I'm taking a shit.
All my ideas come in the shower. It's
like a vacation for me. They
come to me in the shower.
Nah, always when I'm shitting.
That straw looks like part of his lightsaber from here. The Burger King cup with Darth Vader and the straw sticking up. It looks like the rest of his lightsaber in the picture.
Ba, 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 da, ba, da. That was fun.
And I only got the last one. You had like 3 other songs you were singing to me.
I had 3 songs I was doing.
This idiot, he calls me at work, and I'm like, outside in the cold talking to him, and he just starts like, bam, 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 bam.
That's what I was doing.
Yeah, just you just called me to do that.
I didn't do that one.
The end.
Yeah.
The new end mix.
Uh-huh.
Oh, jeez.
And I was doing, what else? Well, I was doing a whole bunch of songs. I mean, just...
What about the new release version of the concert at Jabba's Palace there?
Oddly enough, that's him taking a shit, too.
Oh. And because always when I'm taking a shit, you got to have that buffer zone.
Really?
Oh, yeah. When I take a shit, somebody always comes, usually my father, comes upstairs, and then I can't do it. So I'll sit in there for like a half hour in from the go.
So you
downstairs.
Can't shit if someone's like near you?
Yeah.
Freak.
I'll take a shit right here.
I know. Please don't.
Oh.
I had to do it once in Jane Julie's house when we were playing.
Yeah.
What the hell is that game?
I remember that. Yeah, you were gone like forever.
Yeah, because I had
that had to have been torture, huh?
Yeah, it was all liquid.
Well, good.
And I had to blow the cap off.
That must have been some cleanup.
But I but I held the rest of it in for the rest of the night. I just had to relieve a little bit of pressure just so I could bear it.
Why would you do that?
And so, like, I was in agony for the next 3 hours. This wasn't the last time. This was the time before. The first time that I was there when we did it. Matt was there.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Was I there?
I'm sure you were.
I'm pretty sure.
Probably.
And, that's because I had to. Otherwise, I would have gotten in my pants.
Nah, that would have been funny.
Ever shit your pants?
No.
Well, honestly. Not, come on.
Not in my adult life, no.
Yeah, I have. You?
Yeah. Care to share?
Do you?
Yeah.
All right.
I remember your story in the car.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell that later.
Yeah. I was at the, you know, by, what the hell is that bay? The Raritan Bay.
Okay.
At the rocks.
Mm-hmm.
That goes into the bay. I was peeing there. I was peeing off the rocks. And out of nowhere, a little duty came out.
You fired off a torpedo?
I know it did. It fell out.
I was
peeing and it just
came out.
It just came out.
Pow! Oh shit!
Ah, that feels good. Oh no! And so
another skate pod launched.
So luckily, you know, it was pitch black. So I took off my stuff there and I wiped my ass with my underwear and I threw it in the bay. And I went. With commando.
Oh.
How long ago was this?
4 years ago.
Yeah.
4 or 5 years.
What were you doing there?
Hanging out with friends.
Oh. Was I there?
No. He was a friend from school.
Oh.
Beep, beep, bop, boop, bop, blah.
It's my story.
What's yours that I haven't heard 15,000 times?
Well, I was at the mall with my girlfriend. Now ex-girlfriend, and two friends, and we had Dippin' Dots, and lots of them.
Okay.
And apparently, they make me shit.
Well.
And fart. The fart's first, though. So we all had gas, except for
what's
girlfriend.
A Dippin' Dot?
Those little tiny, they were like beads, but they're ice cream.
Never saw them.
You don't remember them?
No. I never had
ice cream of the future.
Yeah, Derek had little beads. A poo.
And so we were farting the whole ride home. And it was basically just like, oh, check this out. It was really disgusting, of course. And I was like, oh, guys, check this out. Oh. And they're like, what? I said, oh, I just shit my pants. And everyone laughed. Mm-hmm. And I was in, like, Eatontown at the time. It was, like, right there. So I had to drive, like, a good 15 minutes home. I ran inside, and I was running to the bathroom. And my girlfriend says, you know, where are you going? I said, I'm going to the bathroom. She goes, oh, why are you running? Because I shit my pants. She said, "Oh my God, you were serious?" I was like, "Yeah, I got shit in my pants."
Yeah, there was duty in there.
So I had to take the underwear out and throw them away.
You throw them away?
Yeah. It was liquid shit.
You don't hose them off?
It wasn't like it. No. You're disgusting. Is that what you do?
I didn't do that.
Just scrape them off. And
yeah.
It's disgusting. No, I threw them out.
No, throw them in the pool, wash them out.
I went in that pool.
And there was poop in there.
I'm slapping this side poo.
There's timber in my face.
Oh. One time I had to shit in the ocean.
Slapping aside poo. Oh, damn, that's so much poo.
So I had to take a shit in the ocean once. I had to go, and my grandmother told me just to go in the ocean.
I peed in the ocean.
Everyone peed in the ocean. I'm sure even Eric has done that.
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
It feels so good.
So she took me to like a little place where there was no one, and I took a shit, and she just like shook my bathing suit out until the
Oh, God. What was this? This August?
Oh.
That was like 2 years ago. What?
No, I was like seven. I had to poo, and the bathrooms are all the way up on the top of the beach.
Ew, and she shook it out for you?
Yeah. Well, she told me to just go, and then she just kind of like was shaking my bathing suit so it didn't get in my bathing suit.
And did you get erected?
You should have taken the bathing suit off at least.
What?
Did I get erected?
I got a wet salty shit.
An erection?
With the jellyfish in your bathing suit.
See a little smearing. Jellyfish and then one of my turds.
Yeah, oh, God. Then a shark comes and takes a bite out of your shit.
Yeah.
Spits you out.
Does he?
And you walk around that an ass.
The shark has a camera.
And that's how I lost my ass.
That's what happened to Derek's ass.
Pat wasn't here for the camera thing.
Oh, okay.
I was watching on Discovery Channel or whatever, one of those Animal Planet, where they attached a camera to a great white shark. Because they've only seen great white sharks like in feeding frenzies or whatever, mm-hmm. You know, when they attract them with bait. So we're going to see what a great white shark does when he's alone in the ocean.
Yeah.
So they harpoon this camera into him, and it's like floating behind him, you know. And they had it like follow him for like a couple of days in the ocean, and then it eventually like detached and floated to the surface. And I was thinking, I want to do that.
You want to harpoon have a camera?
Have like a little boom extending like behind me with the camera, and have it just follow me. Just walk around with it for a day.
Keep looking back at it. And,
yeah.
Oh, dear.
Do you want to have it harpooned, too? Or?
No, I think I'll just...
I want to do that.
I'll just screw it on.
Uh-oh, here we go. Oh!
Nigger!
Oh, you Jew!
Speaking of kikes...
I keep forgetting what I do.
No! Penis.
What?
Don't you dare! What was with the eyebrow lady last night?
I don't know if it was a guy or a girl.
We were at a bar, and there was this thing. I guess it was a girl because she was like making out with a guy or something. But she kept like making out with him and then staring right at Eric.
She stared at me the whole night.
Wow, that's a little freaky.
She had a really like bony face, and her eyebrows were like two caterpillars.
It looked like she looked like a man.
She did look like a man dressed as a woman.
Yes,
definitely.
And she kept looking over at me. I was getting really creeped out by it.
Like a lot.
I would too. Almost looks like death with big eyebrows.
And then there's a guy who looked like a really fat Hattie. Harry Potter. Harry Potter.
With his really fat sister that he's making out with?
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, making out with his sister?
Yeah.
They look like twins. They were the two really fat, dorky looking people. He had like a golf hat on or something, right? And they came in to the... and started making out at the bar.
Where was
and
this?
Apparently, according to one of the
Dublin House,
according to one of Julia's friends, they were both girls.
No,
that's what I said, but they swore that both of them were girls.
I gotta pay more attention.
Yeah, I try not to make eye contact.
I see two people kissing, and I just assume it's a guy and a girl. Call me old fashioned.
Old fashioned.
Old fashioned. But that's what I like. I like to see a man and a woman kissing.
God hates fags.
It's true.
It's true.
He said it. I mean...
It's in the Bible. It's science.
It's scientific.
Scientifically proven.
And even if God doesn't, I do.
That's not nice.
Eric's the evil one in the show.
Yes. Me too.
And Pat's the weird one, and I'm the sort of in the middle guy. Like, oh, no. Oh, no. 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 So you want to take a break?
Okay. We'll take our quote-unquote break.
No, we'll take a break. We'll be right back. All right.
Boo, 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 boo. Why did you turn us down?
Because you were going
boo, boo, boo.
Sausages.
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 Bam.
Waffles.
Sausages.
Ham.
Sausages.
Ham.
Bacon waffles.
All right, we're back.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
Oh, I just started singing.
I know. We're back.
Yeah. I just started singing.
Meat enormous omelet sandwich.
Yeah, meat.
Cheese and meat.
And cock.
Okay.
Cock enormous sandwich.
Drink.
So.
Yeah, it's so fucking hot. What?
Something happened. Mm-hmm. Happens every once in a while.
Where'd that happen?
Staten Island.
Oh, what happened?
Woman who was badly burned after spilling scalding hot coffee on her lap is suing Dunkin' Donuts
for
$15 million. Dollars. 15. She's 60 years old.
Mm-hmm.
She suffered second and third degree burns after the cardboard tray she was holding in the passenger seat of a friend's car toppled and spilled on her left leg and ankles.
And this is Dunkin' Donuts' fault. How?
I don't know. I'm in so much pain. Oh, God. It's excruciating pain. She said from her bed in the intensive care burn ward.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh, I'm just... It's just excruciating pain that I wouldn't wish on anybody.
Except for the CEO of Dunkin' Donuts. I mean, it says it right on the cup.
Yeah.
That's why they put it there.
Every once in a while, this happens. Somebody gets hot coffee in their lap and burns their dick off or something.
Yeah, chokes on a chicken McNugget.
A few weeks ago, I was in Wawa. I ate there for lunch. And this guy came in, and he's like, yeah, I'm going to speak to manager. He got the manager. I ordered soup here, hot soup, and I was in the car, and the cover came off, and it spilled all over me. And now I burned myself. Like a burn in my lap.
Can I see it, sir?
That's all I had.
Like dumbass. Yeah.
So what they do?
I don't know.
I'm out of here.
I'm eating my sandwich.
I'm gonna get my hot soup and get out of here.
I spilled it on me.
I got my sandwich and I left.
I had my hot turkey soup.
Stupid. Yeah. Whatever happened to taking responsibility for your own actions?
Yeah. Everyone wants something for nothing.
Yeah. Ain't it the truth?
Tain't it the truth?
There's a guy who burned his genitals in a shower. And he was suing the building of his apartment. He turned the shower on. It was scalding hot. It turned on and went right straight to his genitals.
That's funny.
And he actually burned his genitals.
It'd be funny if they melted off like wax lips.
Yeah. Right down his leg.
Speaking of lips, mine are dry. I have very dry lips today. Mm-hmm. It's getting cold out.
It's that November weather.
Not cold enough.
Yeah, it's almost Christmas. It is almost Christmas.
This is gonna be fun.
Who's ready for Christmas?
Okay.
I hate.
And Carly's birthday.
I hate Christmas.
The holiday season. I really do.
So Christina Aguilera is getting married.
Oh, I'm so happy for her.
She's such a nice girl.
Yeah.
Christina Aguilera has found out what a girl wants, and now she's marrying him. Her fiance is Jordan Bratman,
probably
a 28-year-old music executive. Christina Aguilera is 24, really?
I wonder if he's a Negro.
I wonder if
she
does. Black.
Well, she said she preferred
the black cock,
black geck. Here's a story Pat liked.
Oh, is this the one with the little kid who farted in something and poop came out?
No. Student allegedly urinates an ice machine. Nicholas County High School student was suspended after he was accused of urinating in an ice machine that at least 31 people got ice from before the incident was reported.
Oh, God.
That's funny.
He was suspended for 10 days.
That's all he gets is 10 days?
And he's got like a...
That would cut his throat.
He's pending an expulsion hearing. They said it was gross and normally wrong, but not a health risk. Well, you know... Urine is very
dangerous.
No, it's not actually. It's very sterile.
It's only when it first leaves the body.
And then what?
And then it gets unsterile.
It sure can't be any more less sterile than ice.
Yeah, ice is gross. You ever see the inside of an ice machine?
Yes, I have.
Nasty.
All green.
Black. Not even green. Black.
I've seen ones that are green. Pretty gross. I'd rather have.
Yes, I have seen it when we threw Jeremiah in there.
Yeah. Yes, we did. I threw a human being in an ice machine once. He was a born again Christian, so he didn't fight back.
Good times.
Because he is a loser. But what are you going to do?
Oh, I hope he doesn't hear this.
I hope not either, because he can kick my ass.
Because this is going to be really awkward if it does.
Because he's going to rip his shirt off.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah. What else we got? Oh, here's a cute little story. We got some audio.
Of what?
Well, let's take a listen.
On the world-famous Hollywood Boulevard, you can find just about anything. But here's something you don't see every day. A less-than-lovable Elmo and an unheroic Mr. Incredible carted off to the big house. Why? It's part of a crackdown on overly aggressive characters on Hollywood's Walk of Fame.
Oops!
The crime scene in front of the famed man's Chinese theater, where Hollywood history is pressed into cement, and the stars from past and present line the street. It's a tourist mecca, and these funny faces say they're just taking pictures with tourists. But police say some in the cast of characters are playing the role of villain by preying on out-of-towners. A crew from the Jimmy Kimmel Show caught Elmo's takedown on tape.
In a big red costume, I'm going to come out and tackle somebody and make him give me a dollar. It's not their deal. I do this for the children.
I'm not that voice. Elmo needs to lay off the smokes, I think.
Most of these characters out here are actually working actors. They're not just out here for the love of Hollywood. They're out here making a few extra bucks doing it for tips.
Why not? Give them a dollar or two for whatever, you know? I mean... I don't know what they're going to do with it, but, you know, maybe get a different costume next week.
Maybe they'll rub it in the pants.
And some of the characters are downright mean. ABC News obtained this video of an Elvis impersonator all shook up after a tourist
slipped
him on a tip. Christopher Dennis has played Superman for 11 years. He says it used to be 4 or 5 lookalikes, but now, on some days, there are as many as 80.
Everyone and their mother's coming out here. We got street people coming out. We got people with bad attitudes coming out.
With Elmo and Mr. Incredible booked for aggressive begging, it begs the question, will they ever work in this town again?
Innocent! Innocent!
For Good Morning America, Miguel Marquez, ABC News, Hollywood.
Miguel Marquez.
All right, so...
That was.
There's nothing to report in the news but this.
Well, because Hollywood's so self-righteous and the media is, you know. So
well, it was funny because there were two black fellas that were arguing, and they're just in their like Elmo and Mr. Incredible suits, and they have them like handcuffed against a cop car. Very funny. But I don't.
Elmo being hurt by these handcuffs.
No.
That tickles.
That tickles.
That's my Elmo impression.
Emma puts his arm in. Emma puts his arm out. And puts his arm in. And he shakes it all about.
I have that.
Do you?
The Hokey Pokey Elmo.
Why?
My cat is terrified of it.
Does it actually put his arm in and out?
Yes, and he spins around and puts his foot in and out.
And the cat just...
Well, the first time I got it as like a gag gift, you know?
Yeah.
And first time I put it on, the cat's coming to like sniffing it, so I pressed him on. And he goes, Elmo puts his arm in and slaps the cat in the face. So the cat like attacked him back. And then so whenever Elmo shows up, the cat just freaks out and runs.
Shows up. Here comes walking out.
Whenever Elmo comes for dinner.
That's my dinner.
Meow.
Elmo puts the food in. Elmo puts the food in. Elmo puts the food in. And he chews it all about.
The cat was late for Elmo. Can you help Elmo with his bags?
With his bags?
Bags.
Bags.
He's coming over. He's staying a while.
You having a good time?
I just got here, Elmo.
This is exactly what... Is exactly what she sounds like. Sounds like Elmo.
Exactly. Only retarded.
Having a good time?
Well, Eric's retarded cousin.
Mm-hmm. But she's hot.
She's fine. She does a very nice dance.
Yeah, she does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she does. with her Coke bottle glasses and her spit. And
Her spit?
Hey, you know how they drool, you know.
They...
Those types.
Yeah,
and they got that pink matter over their mouth.
Oh. You know,
from all the drool. It dries up and gets crusty.
Oh.
Wow.
And they try to slob.
That was a little gross.
They try to slobber all over you, you know. They try to kiss you on the lips.
Oh, yeah.
Or I might kiss on my head because I have a bald head. You know.
She tries to kiss you on the head?
Yeah.
And your penis?
If I'm sitting down, she'll come up behind me and like drool on my head.
Do you smack her?
Oh, I wish I could.
Why not?
I'd get in trouble.
I'd get yelled at.
I wish I could just like turn around with a blade and just flang and then just,
Kaiser blade.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, you have a blade.
And then she like starts like destroying, ripping people in half with her chin string. <you know? laughs> And then her menstrual blood starts spraying all over the place.
Why? You're ripping apart someone's vagina?
Maybe.
Yeah, you never know.
Okay.
She loses control over her lining.
Oh, she's spraying it.
Yeah.
Oh. Disgusting.
It is. It's
funny though.
Can you imagine? Like, I mean, retards have to get their period, too.
Yeah,
it's
she does.
It's like you have to change a baby, like, all over again.
Yeah. Well, she's not that. I mean, she can do that herself. She's not that.
Really?
Yeah. She probably plays with them.
The way you talk about her.
I mean, she's not that, like, totally disabled. I mean, she can function.
She just can't wipe herself.
She's just annoying and disgusting.
No concept of time.
Yeah.
You having a good time?
We just got here.
Taking your coat off.
Did you have fun at the party?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure she could wipe her own ass and all that sort of thing, but... You know.
Can I watch?
Do you know?
Sorry, was that awkward?
Yeah.
You want to wipe me, watch you wipe my ass?
You want to watch me do it?
She's probably let you. She's horny like She's horny like retards always are, you know?
What?
They are?
Retards are horny. Constantly. Did I tell you
I don't go close to
Did I
to
tell
him.
You what Julia's friend was talking about in class?
No.
She's another teacher.
Yeah.
And so is her sister. The sister was telling in eighth grade class that she was watching, I guess, or whatever. This is retarded kid that was jerking off on the desk.
Nice.
In class in front of everybody.
Yeah, you did tell me.
I wonder what it looked like.
But yeah, retards are... naturally, constantly horny.
I wonder if the head of his penis. Kind of like, you know how the hair is? How it starts in the front and then it kind of ends up high in the back? Like the head of the penis, the front of it.
It's got a forehead. It's got a toupee. Come in.
His pubes start like really far up. Hey, it's Julia.
Oh, it's Julia.
She's shower fresh.
And she cleaned her rotten... Oh, hey.
She cleaned her rotten vagina.
Wow. That's terrible.
Move my phone. Don't... You can sit there.
Hi, guys. Hi.
Julia, we're talking about retards and how they're constantly horny.
And always jerking off on tables.
And we'll have to continue that conversation. Let's take a break and get Julia a microphone.
All right.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back. fun stuff.
Are we going to get arrested?
Yep.
Is MySpace.com going to come over here and arrest us now?
Yes, they are.
I don't want that. I ain't going back to jail.
I was there once already.
I had to clean the toilets.
I didn't like it. All right, so we're back. We got Julia in
studio.
In the studio. And we're going to play
in the living room.
Studio.
Yeah.
It's our studio, all right?
So, my living room is your studio.
Yes. Well, yeah. Wherever we lay our hat is where we call home.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, you like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you guys aren't allowed to look at the screen here.
No.
I really should have.
Including me?
Yeah, including you.
No, I can't see it anyway.
All right, good.
Oh, my whole face jiggles when I do that.
Really?
Yeah, I'm fat.
Oh, no. All right, let me get this. Okay, we're going to play a game here. Just a little fun thing I made up.
Okay.
What's it called?
It's TV themes.
It's called Naked TV Themes.
I'm going to play a TV theme, and you got to guess what the show is.
Oh, that's fine.
Without looking over here, because you're staring right at it. Jesus Christ. I'm like, don't look at it. She's like,
he's going to look at it.
The bridal magazine.
I won't look at it. I just won't look.
Yeah, she's going to look.
She really is.
She is.
I'm good at this.
Focus on the pretty.
She's looking right now. I just saw you.
I can't see. If it's on the screen right now, I can't see it.
Oh, my God.
I just won't look. I'm
really terrible.
I burped up Burger King.
My goodness.
I burped up the Angus burger.
Oh, nasty.
You're full of sits.
So I'm going to play the theme, okay?
Okay.
And it's going to be reversed.
Oh.
Reversed.
And you have to try to guess what it is.
That's pretty interesting.
First person to guess it wins.
Okay.
Stop looking at the monitor. I
the
see
whole
you.
Game?
Yeah,
the whole game.
Where else can my head go? Look at this.
It can go wherever. All right, you ready for the first one?
Ready.
All right, yeah.
Ready for the first one?
Yeah.
You sure?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yell.
All in the Family.
Yes, very good. All in the Family.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Yeah.
Songs that made the hip parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
That's very good, Julia.
Put your cock in my mouth. Good night, Archie. Good night, Archie. Put your long fingers in me. Oh, Archie, yeah. Do that... G-spot simulating come hither motion there.
Oh, watching.
She's a very sloppy woman.
I'm starting off a little easy.
All right.
A little easy. So, you ready for number two?
Yes.
Okay, here's number two.
They found a good real time session.
Mr. Belvedere, she said, yes.
Alright, Carly's not playing along.
What the fuck?
I didn't hear you. I couldn't hear a thing.
Yeah, me neither.
I just see a little mouth.
Did moment. The mic work?
Drake's on the China.
Does it work?
Never matter before.
Turn their mic up more.
Who cares?
That's one for Carly. It's Mr. Belvedere.
Alright, Carly got it.
Kick the jacket. I just came to the door.
Streaks on the china,
yeah.
Never mattered before. Who cares when you cop kicked your jacket as you came through the door? No one cares, but sometimes things get turned around and no one spared. All hands look out below. There's a change in the status quo. Gonna need all the help that we can get. According to our new arrival,
that's just like
I was more than mere survival. We just might live the good life yet.
That's really good.
I have it in the car.
He's not lying either.
No, he's not.
That is crow. Wow.
I love him. Everybody knows your name.
The name of the show.
Cheers.
So now who gets it? He started singing it, but she said the show
name. Julie said cheers.
All right, Julie gets a point.
That's Cheers.
That was Cheers.
I'm too busy thinking of this song.
I like that song.
Everyone knows your name.
That's like a different version of it.
Yeah, it's like the actual song.
Kissing little boys. Wouldn't you like to get away? Having sex with boys. All those nights
when you've got no lights. All right, next one. You ready for the next one?
Ready.
Charles in charge.
Very good.
Charles in charge. Jesus Christ. How the fuck did you get that quick?
I was actually thinking of Charles in Charge.
I wasn't.
When he played.
You were just thinking of that?
Well, I knew he was going to have that one.
I just like Charles in Charge a lot. That's all.
You hear that one girl in the background?
Penis in charge, oh, oh.
I don't have headphones now.
Uh-oh. You want mine?
Well, you're not playing?
No, I'll play. Okay. You can't play.
Right.
Yeah, you know what you're playing anyway. How can That's you play?
I know, but I like to hear it.
You know, I like to be involved. Oh, you know.
Just put the goddamn things on. No, you're playing.
Charles in penis.
Made him bigger.
Charles in my mouth.
And I want...
Charles inside of me.
Alright, next one. All of it are gonna
eat like the bush, none of it is kept us off. I'm sure of no. Oh, gosh.
Very good. I'm not thinking
outside the box. Have you considered that?
I guess it's good because I can hear it. Right?
Nice, James, right?
Oh, thank you. Tell me
what you gonna do. Carly's giving up.
Carly's getting pissed. Carly's getting pissed.
Rock. Hey, dude.
Oh my God, what the fuck?
Good.
Hey. It's a little
wild and a little strange. Take your home out on the range. Can you hear that? Start your horse and come along. You're singing it perfectly in sync.
Yippee-ki-yi, what? Say it again now.
Get along, little doggies.
Up. Till the break of hell.
Man-eating jackrabbits and that killer cacti. Hey, dude.
I love that show.
Yeah, so did I.
I turned your headphones up. You can probably hear it through hers.
You can turn mine up higher, too. Saying. If you want, turn it up.
Probably just won't. I don't think I could hear the...
Never straight.
I'm guessing that's you.
What is it with you in that song?
Yeah, I think that's you.
Yeah, that's me.
She's obsessed with that
song.
Do
you want me to grab it?
Yeah.
Where is it?
It's in my purse.
Oh. You want me to go through your purse?
You can just turn it off.
Answer it.
Her phone does ring, guys.
It's Christina Day. Oh, never mind.
You could turn it off,
it was.
Yeah,
want,
turn
so
it off.
Doesn't. Just turn the volume down on the side all the way.
Her phone does ring.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, liar. Oh, guys, my phone just doesn't ring. It's weird.
Well, this must be a hot spot over here.
She's clever. She is clever.
She does the same thing. I'll just turn it off to everyone.
Yeah.
I just turn it off.
We just witnessed it.
Well, I'm not usually in the middle of a podcast.
I usually don't make excuses. I just go, I was just ignoring you.
Yeah.
I wasn't paying attention.
I didn't pick it up. Yeah. Get the hint. All right. Now you ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Yeah, you ready for the next one, Eric?
Good times.
Huh?
Good times.
No.
I know it too. I can't think of it.
Facts of Life.
Is
it.
See, I can't think of this.
Julia got it.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
Yeah, I recognize it. I just couldn't.
You take the good, you pee on me, you shit on my dinner, you little bastard. Right on my steak.
Good times. Temporary layoffs,
it,
good times.
I mean, I couldn't even. I just that was amazing that you could do that without even hearing.
I was
it,
just
though.
Like, facts of life.
Can you? Sure you guys aren't looking over here.
All right, I'm looking.
It's like it's right here.
All right. But it's look over it's, to see Pat's reaction to things.
Right. Yeah. Ready for the next one?
What?
Yeah. Ready.
Right. Well, Pat, try to get in the game here a little bit.
I can't. I'm not good at this.
All right, let's try it again. All right.
Oh.
Family Ties.
Eric gets a point.
What is it?
Family Ties.
You couldn't think of the name of the show.
Been together for a
minute. I don't like this game.
I can't win. I don't want to play. Together. For a million
years. Ooh. All right, next one. Ready? Or do you want to sing this?
I don't remember the words. That's all I knew.
My mom knows it.
Next I can one. Sing it, but it won't be the right words.
Making a locket.
Oh, Frasier.
Very good.
What was it?
Frasier.
Oh. Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Toss salads and scrambled eggs.
Mercy.
And maybe I seem a bit confused.
Well, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. But I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, snap. This is a story
all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. Now I like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the Prince of Bel-Air. Yeah.
So now we're going to make a column for Pat.
Pat, welcome to the game. In West Philadelphia, born and raised. Only playground is where I spend most of my days.
Stop it.
Spending out, waxing, relaxing, all cool, and shooting some b-ball all after school when a couple of guys
all right, let's stop it.
I got one little fight. My mom got scared. She said,
you know, my auntie and uncle in Bel-Air.
I went for a cab, and when it came near, the license plate said fresh and the dice in the mirror. If I think I could say this cab was rare, but I thought, man, forget it. You're home to Bel-Air.
Ready for the next one?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, Golden Girls.
Ooh. Wow. Thank you
for being here. Oh, he's back in the game, man.
Yeah.
Kissing boys, I'll come on you and I'll get it right in your eye.
And if you threw a party,
that's enough of that.
And invited everyone you knew.
See, everyone loves TV themes.
Yeah.
I like Golden
you
Girls.
You would see the biggest gift
Blanche
would be for me.
Ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, Full House.
Very good, Eric.
You are so good.
Is Eric in the lead?
I was waiting for some of the TGIF lineup.
No, Julie, you got like 3 or 4. Whatever
happened to kissing little boys. Fingering boys' asses. All right, that's enough.
Here's kind of a, I don't know who's going to get this one.
Oh! Kids in the Hall.
Very good.
I never saw it.
I don't even know that one.
See, I was the only one who's gonna get it then. Yes!
Now, here's another one I know someone's gonna get.
Try giving me.
Oh,
Reading Rainbow!
Reading Rainbow.
Butterfly in the sky.
So, who got it?
I don't know.
Carly.
Butterfly in the sky.
I got, yeah, I know you have this in the car. I know. You played it with the windows open. Thank God I had my Darth Vader mask.
Different strokes.
Very good.
For a bonus point, do you know who's the singer of the song?
No.
Alan Thick.
Yeah. Hey, you're good.
But no bonus points.
But Maggie.
So what's the score so far?
Different penis.
What's the score so far?
Eric's got 7. Pat and I are tied with 3, and Julia's got 2.
Julie's got more than 2.
Seems like she should have had more than 2.
She got like 4.
No, I think I have 2. I said facts of life, but she said it first. I didn't hear her say it, so she got it.
Okay.
All right.
That's okay. Someone else want to keep... Oh, I know this. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun. Oh, who's the boss?
Very good.
I always think of him in the van.
Yeah, yes. The van pulling up. Yeah.
The blue van.
Hey, Angela. Hey.
Hey, little Samantha. Hey.
Samantha.
Mona.
Oh, Mona.
Who? What was the kid's name? The little boy?
Homo.
The hell was it? Oh, something stupid. All right, so here's the last one. I think it's a little bit of a tough one. I'm sure someone will just get it first time.
Oh,
Mr. Wizard.
No, Perfect Strangers.
Very good. Pat just blankly staring.
Trying to think. Yeah, I got kids in the hall. No one's getting that one.
Yeah, I figured. Sometimes the world looks perfect.
Nothing to rearrange. Perfect Strangers?
Yeah.
Is that the show with the retard?
No.
What show was
that? That's
Balky.
The Balky Bortakumas.
Balky Bortakumas.
From Meepos?
From Meepos.
I used to love
this
show.
Me too. Good show.
They don't play it anymore.
No, they don't. Ever.
Take a break. Let's come back.
Shows don't have theme songs anymore.
No.
Nowadays. They suck.
Not like this.
Yeah.
Let's take a break.
Yeah, we'll
come
back.
Wrap up the show. The Aristocats. Talking about kissing little boys? I'm sure.
She only comes when I strangle boys.
Oh, it's good. It's good.
It's very good.
That was a good game show. Eric won with 8 points. Cool. And everyone else was tied with 3.
Excellent.
8?
8 points.
Oh, my God.
Eric knows his television.
Mm. What a loser.
For someone who never watches TV,
I watched TVs back when it counted in the 80s and early 90s when all these themes were actually on. So that was interesting. Thank you, Derek.
You're welcome.
We're kind of winding down here, so let's play some Hulk Hogan.
Always a good time.
Hulk Hogan segment.
We played a song called Hulksters in the House, and it was very funny.
Hilarious, even.
And I was just going through here, and I came across Beach Patrol, and Eric started laughing hysterically and said, save it for the show. So, well, let's play Beach Patrol.
Yeah.
Why not? already in trouble. Let's get more trouble. So here's Hulk Hogan with Beach Patrol.
Oh my God.
I was walking down the beach, looking for some action, had my little set on the rap rock station. Saw a girl in trouble, a sticky situation. She wanted me to get out the map of the
sticky situation. I stepped in a jar of honey.
The cement is still wet.
I stepped in some gum.
It's a sticky situation.
I didn't hear half of what he was saying.
I'm just laughing so hard. Sounds like a Nintendo game.
Down the beach, looking for some action. Had my radio set on a rap rock station. Saw a girl in trouble, a sticky situation. She wanted me to give her mouth to mouth resuscitation.
Mouth to mouth what?
Resuscitation. Oh, that rhymes with situation.
What, was she dead?
Hey, are you okay? I was walking through the morgue. I saw a dead body.
I was walking through New Orleans.
After masturbation, I gave her mouth to mouth resuscitation.
To watch a TV station. I don't know. I had nothing there. Oh. So he walks up to this girl, and she's dead.
She's in a sticky situation, so he gave her mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, because that's obviously what rhymes.
Let's see if that works.
Okay, let's see.
Another party.
On the beach, checking out the action, had my radio rocking to a heavy metal station, putting on some shades, trying to catch some rays when I caught the lifeguard, messing with my face.
What?
Who? He like mumbled.
Garth was messing with his face or something?
The lifeguard
was messing with his babe?
I heard babe. Down the beach, checking out the action, had my radio rocking to a heavy metal station, putting on some shades, trying to catch some rays when I caught the lifeguard,
messing with my face. Beach Patrol.
Oh my God. Who did that?
Whoop, there it is.
What?
What?
What happened? Let me go back there.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, I'm gonna come?
God, here he comes.
Oh my God, here he comes.
Oh, he's in the room. The Hulk is in my womb.
The Hulk is in the beach.
And then, he started the 95. Next verse with "Whoop, there it is."
Whoop, there it is. Check it out. Check it in. You'll be 6 feet deep if you touch my girlfriend. You know this homeboy can lose control. You just don't mess with the Beef Patrol.
The Beef Patrol.
The Beef Patrol. The Beef Injection Patrol.
Beef Patrol.
When you're hanging at the beach, you can see so much. Look all you want, but you better not touch. Take it from me, don't lose control, cause you're gonna have to deal with the Beach Patrol.
Eric went from laughing to just being like disappointed. He's just sitting there shaking his head.
Oh God!
Slap it to me.
Merci, baby.
Turns to curly.
Oh my God.
Wow.
There it is.
That was bad.
That was really bad.
That was worse than Hulkster in the Room.
Yeah, it was.
That was really worse than that.
But not funnier though.
Oh my God. That was bad. Ooh.
Ooh, you're right.
A little indigestion there.
Man.
Oh, my God.
That was... Beach Patrol.
Oops, there it is.
What the fuck? I don't know. That's what he was
that's
doing.
That's just you having a seizure.
Oh. Yeah. You want to try another one?
Yeah, why
sure,
not?
Sure, why not?
All right, this one's called I Want to Be a Hulkamaniac. I want a new Sony keyboard.
I just wanted to do the other.
These are all the things that the maniacs do. Positive thoughts and positive deeds. These are the things that make succeed. Always be good to your family and friends. They're the only ones that'll be there in the end.
They got Gregorian monks to do the background.
I know. In the last song, weren't they talking about like partying and listening to death metal?
Yeah.
Yeah. And now and making out with chicks.
Be good to your family and friends.
And eat your vitamins, brother.
Eat your vitamins, say your prayers.
I love God your mommy.
You need God in your corner, brother.
Eat all your Flintstone vitamins.
No, Hulk Hogan vitamins.
Yeah.
Yeah. Vitamin C and D and F.
And R.
And Q.
P.
My God.
It's like a bad Christian rock song.
It really is. That'll work.
Yeah.
You want some drugs? No, I'm a Hulkamaniac. I'm good to my family and friends. Don't stop hitting me.
And he rapes them.
Yeah, he does.
Right, he ejects them with AIDS blood.
This.
Oh, from his penis.
Right, it just. There's an empty syringe right into his throat. Makes his heart explode.
And he shoots him in the face.
Sticks him with an IV bag and squeezes it.
And he drowns
his eyeballs bleed.
Right, this one wasn't as good. But this one is good.
And he runs his face over the car.
He plays chicken with the train.
And loses.
Terribly.
And he squeegeed off the front of the train. Next one.
Here's the next one.
He's power washed off the tracks.
.com.
He's wet dry vacked off of the
next one.
Wet dry back. This one's cool.
They just bury the vacuum cleaner. Stick the vacuum cleaner in the casket.
In the what?
They stick the vacuum cleaner in the casket and you bury the back.
Oh my God. That was a low blow.
Open a casket.
Oh, is this the 5-gallon one?
It's like a craftsman. Yeah.
So, here's a song called Hulkster in Heaven.
Hulkster in a wet dry bag.
God.
And this one's bad because Hulkster actually tries to sing.
Really
like,
sing.
Like, really sing. And I've heard this one, and it's bad.
Oh, Kenny G.
Yeah.
I read it in the papers. I saw it on TV. I guess it'll be one empty seat when I wrestle at Wembley. I used to tear my shirt, but now you tore my heart. I knew you were a Hulkamaniac right from the very start.
You bought all my merchandise.
You were my friend.
They're dropping like flies these days.
Those vitamins didn't work.
Vitamin D couldn't protect him from the train.
He's singing about
Bret Hart.
Bret Hart's not dead. Stu Hart is.
What?
Bret Hart's not dead. I wish you were here at ringside
to cheer me on tonight. Yay!
The spotlight now grows dim, and now it's not on me. The prayers we said together are still our guarantee.
God didn't save you.
All this is not the end. When the monster comes to heaven.
It's so funny.
Like he's going to conquer it.
Yeah, no.
The Hulkster's in the afterlife.
The Hulkster's at the pearly gates.
He's lifting a heavy metal.
Yes. Got a heavy metal station, brother. St. Peter better let me in.
St. Peter's messing with his babe.
He's in a sticky situation.
I got my 42-inch pythons. Rips off St. Peter's shirt.
So he's tweaking his nipples.
I'll see you again.
Oh, again. That was a tough note, Hulk.
Again.
I'm gonna get this on karaoke.
That'd be funny.
I read it in the paper.
He's my friend. He's my friend.
Can I just say there's another minute and a half of this?
Well, we're not going through all of it.
You were my friend. Yeah, we covered this already.
Yeah.
Wow.
A sad song.
That's the funniest part.
When the Hulkster goes to the bathroom, I'll poo you again.
Singing it to his chicken sandwich.
I'll see you again.
I'm gonna poop you out, brother.
When you come out the other end.
Might splash up on my hiney. I hate when that happens.
It goes right up your asshole.
I hope it's not in a public toilet. Because that's really gross. I really cry
through
the
sewage pipe. And out into the ocean.
My little chicken turd.
And you break up kapow. You break up kapow.
And then you meet up with Derek's turd from when he was 7 years old.
That his aunt shook out of his bathing suit.
And then you start a band and write this song.
Does it get better?
It's over. I shut it off. No, it doesn't get better.
No, I thought it would. I thought it was going to break out in a heavy metal thing.
Hey, what's up? The Hulkster's in heaven!
Oh, here we go.
What's this one? Hulk rules. No.
When he steps into the ring, he's not even him. Who's 24-inch pythons are loaded up tonight. Everybody's talking trash, but he knows that talk is cheap. If you mess with the Hulkster, he'll rearrange your teeth. Ooh.
Ooh. Rearrange.
He's a dentist, apparently.
Wow. When did he go to school?
Dr. Hulk.
Dr. Hulk.
Hogan.
Yeah, that's some, wow.
you need a root canal.
Wasn't Hulk Hogan bulimic when he was a boy?
He was really fat.
I saw a movie.
Yeah, he's really fat.
For a while.
I was on,
I remember that.
On that Nickelodeon show.
Yeah,
what
yeah.
the hell was it?
It was like True Stories or something, and they would do to Jamie Lee Curtis because she's like, she had a penis when she was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's intersexed. Everybody made fun of her.
They actually showed that on Nickelodeon?
No, but
they showed her penis?
They insinuate that that's what the, like, she's just doesn't fit in, and then later, like, you know, you find out she's kind of. Got a micro penis.
A micro penis.
I'd do her.
Does that just mean a really large clitoris? Or?
Yeah, well, kind of, you know.
I think Jamie Lee Curtis is hot.
I'd do her.
Yeah.
I don't.
I'd do.
I'm sorry. I just
with
don't.
Or without the micro penis?
Probably with.
If it was a little bigger.
Yeah.
A couple inches.
Like real big.
A couple inches.
Because I like cock big.
And I cannot lie.
I like big cocks and I cannot lie. The Hulkster's in the room.com. Okay, so the Hulkster song was pretty good, huh, guys?
Yeah. That was funny.
Yeah. All right, well, let's end the show
okay.
with a funny little clip here. This is from Steve Kest,
mm-hmm.
and it's promoing his newest show.
Which I can't wait till they come out.
I cannot wait either.
I heard they're coming out with a DVD, too.
Okay. Let's take
Hold
a listen.
Wait a minute.
Hey guys, this is Steve from SteveCast, here to inform you that the next few episodes of SteveCast will be about the disaster going on in the Gulf Coast with Hurricane Katrina and Rita and all the other hurricanes. So if you wish to send me your thoughts or poetry or anything like that, I'll be glad to read them on the next few editions of SteveCast.
Poetry.
Because this is your show too, and I want the public to hear what you think about this disaster. So send in your stuff.
Wrist.net.
That's it.
What the fuck is that?
I have no idea.
Wrist.net, I think.
Wrist?
R-I-S-S, I think.
Oh, R-S-S.
R-S-S.
That's funny.
Know. That's pretty funny. So we can't wait for that.
Does he leave an email address?
No.
No, he's got one.
How are you supposed to send him stuff?
He has one, but he didn't put it on his new...
He didn't announce it, but it's... You're on his website
seriously.
Already.
All right. Give me his email address.
We'll go on it now.
I'll ask him to be on the show. I still want him on the show.
All right.
And he has to talk like this on the phone.
Just put the phone over your mouth.
What?
Pretend wait. You're swallowing it.
Oh, okay.
How it does.
It's pretty good. I like that.
Put it in the Pringles can.
And then, and then put it across the room.
Love that.
Oh.
Put the microphone in a Cracker Jack box across the room.
Did you wash your hands?
The Cracker Jack box. I don't think she did.
Wash your hands.
Oh, well. All
right. So
it's a good show.
I'm gonna email him right now.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
We are the Aristocrats.
Yeah.
You're Derek, I'm Eric, and he's Pat.
Oh, we never did that, did we?
No.
Damn it.
We're the Aristocrats.
Boss Bang!